I don't know if it was to make people run fast that I wrote a record, but walk fast. But if it does that, I suppose that's a good thing, isn't it?
Jack Pignatte may not have made his record thinking about people grooving along while listening to their iPods, but the London singer-songwriter must have had something like that in mind when he wrote his second album, Everything Is New. Because the album's big beats, Latin influence, and perfect pop sensibility won't let you walk down the street any other way. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. It's not uncommon that critics would call an artist's second album mature, but in Jack Pignatte's case, they might be referring to him as well. His first album, Matinee, came out in 2007 when he was only 22. Jack's now an old man of 24, but just because he's more of a grown-up doesn't mean he still doesn't know how to have fun. You can hear that on Everything Is New, which incorporates soul, Brazilian tropicalia, Jamaican music, and even krautrock into an album that's both getting great reviews and getting rumps shaking on the dance floor. And talking in FUV Studio A, Jack Pignatte told a slightly confused Alisa Ali about some of the differences in how Americans and Brits accomplish that.
The kids at our show is kind of pretty much just kind of mosh, really. They kind of jump about and... So there's not like, it's not like kind of routined or anything like, but, I don't know. I think maybe we do dance slightly different. I think, we all dream of being Jamaican in England. So a bogle goes a long way.
A bogle?
Dutty wine.
Dutty wine.
Ah, I know
the
about
Queen
that.
Weave.
Oh.
The Queen Weave.
Okay.
Sorry.
Me to play, but I decided on the day that I did not believe the page. I walked away because of you, just like Tiresias. I knew that me and you were fated too. We asked the church to save our souls. They said we were too early and to join the fold. I lay and watch you sleep beneath the citrus sky, pretending not to see you through my wanting eyes. I knew you should. I knew you could.
This album, it's very dancey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of different from, I mean, the last album was very poppy.
Yeah.
Was that like more of a conscious move that you wanted to make it, you know, more dancey? It just felt like dancing? Or
I don't know.
That?
I don't think it was too conscious. I think I just had lots of ideas after the last record of things I didn't feel, you know, I showed in the last one, and with this one I kind of just thought I wanted to have fun and make a record that I really loved.
Did you not want to do that the first time?
Of course. Of course. But that record was, you know, I wrote it over quite a few years, you know. Mm-hmm. I wrote it from being a teenager upwards, so when I went to actually record it, I knew it all and it was all there. And whereas this was all created like on the day, you know, it would just be like you're waiting for the moment for another song to appear from nowhere. So it became kind of, it was really fun in that way. And it kind of, I didn't really feel I had no songs I had to put on the record, you know. Whereas the first one, there were lots of songs that I thought, you know, I needed to put on because I've been playing them lots and people knew them back home. And with this, there wasn't that. So that was why it was so fun. It was completely free, really.
I'm in the haze. A deadly calm, 'cause my filthy palms reach for the horn. Oh, today's the night, tonight's the day, today's the night. Today's the night, tonight's the day, today's the night. Tonight's the day, today's the night, tonight's the day. Every day, every day.
That's Jack Pignatte live with the song Tonight's Today from his new album, Everything Is New. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. And hear more from Jack Pignatte at thealternateside.org.